Talk 2. Listen to part of a class clarification by a professor.
I've been getting quite a few emails with questions about grading for the group project, so let me clarify that before we start class today. Each group has 5 members in it, except one group that has 6. The group project includes a presentation and a written report, but I'll be giving you 3 grades and averaging them for a final grade on the project. First, I'll be grading the written report as a whole, and every member of the group will receive the same grade on the written report. So it'll be to your benefit to divide the work and produce the best report you can. How do you divide the work? Well, in the past, some of my students have actually divided the report into sections, and each group member has written one of the sections. That's certainly a possibility, especially for groups who may have a problem finding mutual meeting times. But some of the other groups have assigned tasks to the group members. For example, 2 members might do the research, 2 members might write the report, and another member might provide editing and formatting of the final draft. In my experience, it's been difficult for a group of 5 or 6 people to do the actual writing line by line, but I have had a few groups do it that way. So you can see that you have a lot of flexibility in how to prepare the report. However, remember that everyone will receive the same grade for it. That brings us to the second grade, which is a group grade for the presentation. Again, I suggest that you share the labor here. If you have a group member who's artistic, you could capitalize on that talent, maybe by having posters, overheads, or visuals as part of the presentation. If you have an excellent speaker, someone who likes presenting, that person might be responsible for the majority of the oral presentation. Another person who writes well but prefers not to speak could prepare the handout if you choose to provide one. I think you see what I mean. The best way to get a high grade is to play to the strength of every group member. I mean that you shouldn't ask someone to perform a task that is outside his or her unique ability. And remember, everyone has the potential to contribute something to the group. But about the grade, again, there will be 1 grade for the group presentation, and everyone will receive the same grade. The major problem for previous groups, and I'll alert you to it right now, is preparing too much material for the time frame. Remember, you have 30 minutes, and that might seem like a lot of time, but many groups haven't been able to complete their presentations, and of course, they have had points deducted because of it. So, what about the third grade? This is an individual grade based on your contribution to the group. I'll be asking you to prepare a list of your activities as a group member, and I'll be giving you a grade based on participation. Let me explain that a little more. Let's say that one group member has an impressive list. How will I know that it's accurate? Not that anyone in this class would exaggerate, but to be as fair as possible, your list will not be complete without, I'll be asking for the signatures of every group member, verifying that your list is appropriate for the work you've done. Then, you see, I can evaluate your performance on an individual basis. So, I'll have the 3 grades, and I'll add them together and average them to give you a total grade. I found that this system discourages hitchhikers. By that, I mean someone who belongs to the group but doesn't contribute to the group. Let's say I have a group member with a grade of A for the group report, a grade of A for the group presentation, but a grade of D for the participation. Then that student will have a B or even a C for the final grade, whereas someone in the same group who has an A for participation will have an A for the final grade. I think that makes the grading a little more fair.